Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Jim Willis's biography is going to sound a little familiar. Like myself, Jim is ordained in this case. Jim is ordained after having gone to Andover Newton Theological Seminary, which is now part of Yale Divinity School, and he is the author of many books involving the intersection of, I would say, faith and disaster in some cases. In this case, it's American cults, cabals, corruption, and charismatic leaders. Thank you, Jim, for giving us time.
Oh, thank you, Ian. Before we start, man, I don't want to bury the lead. I have been kind of offline for the last couple of days, as I do from time to time, and I didn't know anything about what you just talked about, Kenya. Could you pick me up on it?
You will be hearing about it then, along with everybody else. Let me just say, before I do that, now that Andover and Newton has become subsumed by Yale Divinity School, if you pretended to have lost your diploma and you say, hey, I'd like a new Andover Newton, they'll probably send you one that says Yale on it, because that happened to a friend of mine. you get an upgrade if the school has been taken over by another school. Just telling you.
I've been out here in the woods now for 15 years, and I haven't even looked at my diploma.
Well, I understand. See, all the more reason to say I lost it. So Jim lives in the woods of South Carolina, where he went in pursuit of a natural faith, which I really enjoyed reading about, if only in part. So we'll return to your biography, but just to bring you up to date and so I don't tease people along too far, we're talking about a new, and this is not new in terms of the themes of it or even the events, but it just happened. Kenya police, according to the BBC, are investigating the deaths of four people suspected to have starved to death on the orders of the leader of a controversial cult. Pastor Mackenzie Nthenge is alleged to have told his followers in the coastal area of Kilifi to starve themselves in the hope of getting to heaven more quickly. Well, yeah, that'll do it. Following a tip-off, police found 15 seriously ill people on Thursday. Only 11 made it to the hospital alive. And then the reports are, and these are verifiable reports, that there is a mass grave somewhere in this jungle where the people who didn't even make it this far were buried by those who survived it up until yesterday.
Wow. Wow.
But doesn't that have a very familiar ring to it, to a millenarian cult where the leader positions themselves as some sort of arbiter of salvation, but would rather see his own followers or her followers in very rare cases die than to have them see that he never had the power, never had the pipeline to God that he claimed he did.
Talk about Jim Jones, huh?
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Wow. I mean, and Jim Jones coming from a long line of Jim Joneses.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was a time back in the 70s, 80s, I guess it was, when Jim Baker was having his trouble, and Jim Jones was having his trouble, and Jimmy Swaggart was having his trouble, and I began to wonder about all these ministers called Jim.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably likely true. And when you think about it, although Jim Jones is certainly the most notorious of that group, they all kind of follow a similar pattern of starting to believe their own publicity.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that is the case. You know, and the fact that this happened recently in Kenya brings out something that's just, when I started out to write this book, I was expecting to talk about all kinds of cults from all over the world, and it just got so big. I knew I couldn't do it, so I had to limit it at the request of the publisher to American cults. But what's happening here is, you know, just because they're American cults doesn't mean it's not going on other places, obviously. So.
Well, that's the long tradition of European cults, these we call the millenarian cults that are trying to bring about the millennium, for people who don't know. And there are many like that in the United States, but there were just literally hundreds of them in the Middle Ages, in every language, in every country. And many of the first founders that came to the United States came out of that same cult mentality.
You know, it's hard for us to think about in these terms, because most of us have grown up in traditional classrooms, and they take us back to the Pilgrims, for instance, and we talk about the Pilgrims, and the history books all talk about these far-seeing people who were looking to build a city on a hill and all this kind of thing. What we forget, though, is that where the Pilgrims came from, they were called separatists, or the Puritans, rather. They were called separatists, and when they came here, they were not coming here just to build their mythical city on a hill, but they were coming here because they were leaving persecution in the old country, and it was because they were called a cult. And when they came here, we would love to say they had a happy ending and everything was great.
Right.
But the story of Puritanism in New England, it seems as soon as they got here and got settled down and started forming some big cities, they turned into a cult themselves. It was either our way or the highway. They drove out the Quakers, for instance, after, you know, beating them and whipping them and driving them out of town on a rail. They basically arrested a lot of the women who were living different kinds of lives and called them witches. And the Salem witch trials took place. And Cotton Mather, who was one of the foremost preachers of his day, one of the leaders of this exclusive cult called Puritanism, he went to the Salem witch trials and just sat there and watched and didn't open his mouth. Now, they didn't stay that way. I mean, I belong to a denomination which has its roots partially in New England Congregationalism. And it's called, it's a relatively liberal denomination now. But back then, there was a perfectly good reason for calling the Puritans a cult. They acted like it. They imposed their own will. They drove out people who didn't believe as they did. And it's kind of in our American DNA ever since.
Well, and they killed people.
Yeah.
That was not an anomaly. And we've done enough shows on the Salem witch trials on Coast to Coast AM over the years to just kind of always remind people this was not an offshoot. This wasn't a faction. This is when the mainstream theology of the Puritans became so twisted that it eventually began to eat its own tail.
Yeah.
which is what happened. And so whether it's in Salem or Salem Town, and you know, there's all sorts of, to take the tour up there is illuminating, but the idea of who qualified as a witch, and then what that liberated them to do to that person, that's kind of the scariest thing, and it's sort of part of what we still see carried through in the story of American cults here still to this day.
Yeah, and the part that was so strange about that is here was this group that had the Spanish Inquisition and the fresh in their minds. It was going on in Europe at the same time, and it carried on here when the conquistadors came into Mexico and later into Central America and all that. Here they were. A group claiming absolute power and just destroying people, destroying the books that didn't agree with them. The Mayan texts were destroyed. People were killed and everything else. So here
and
we
enslaved.
Are.
I mean, they enslaved people who did not agree with them, which, again, is something we see common in a lot of cults, that idea of captivity and... And we might say today, we might refer to it almost as a kind of Stockholm syndrome. They deny them protein, keep them locked up until they agree to become one of us. And then that's okay. Then they start to enjoy privileges again.
Yeah. And that's absolute cultic behavior. You know, that's why I tend to try to not label organizations or cults as a whole.
Right.
Because, you know, let's face it, there were some really far-seeing and good Puritan stock, even though they were living in a culture that was opposed to what they did. And there were some fine people, some of the friars who were in Mayan country and everything else. They, you know, you just can't label them all a cult. But when a group begins to use what I like to call cultic methodologies, and when it begins to revolve around and kind of form around us the central methods of what cults do and the methods that they use, then you've got to say, let's call it what it is, and it's a dangerous thing that is so common in American history.
Yeah. And we see it played out, again, as you're pointing out, all over the world. And again, for this particular story, this comes from Kenya, which sees a lot of these. And they're sort of semi-Christian, or, you know, they adopt aspects of Christianity, particularly apocalyptic thinking, as sort of the capstone that gives them the right to determine who lives, who dies, who stays, who goes. And people seem willing to hand over their own fate, their own future, the concept, and we hold it dear, a kind of rugged American individualism, for some reason goes out the window if we feel a little bit of a threat.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Let me pause for 1 second, though, to say, again, we're talking with Jim Willis, who is author, ordained minister, and the man behind American Cults, Cobbles, Corruption, and Charismatic Leaders. Here's what I want to avoid. I don't want to avoid getting into the weeds of politics, because, yeah. And I know you'll understand this. You know, it's too soon for some people to get, and it could be Democratic, it could be liberal, there could be conservative issues. We're just not, let's avoid that so that I'm not answering those calls for the rest of the night. and instead, I mean, the broader brush, these bigger themes are enough for us to tackle in the time that we'll have on the air of what defines this.
The themes are the important thing, because you will find them in religious organizations, but as you say, you'll also find them, the same kind of ideas or methodologies, sometimes in politics.
Right.
I found them in academia when I was a professor.
Right.
There were certain cults and certain things that had to be believed. I found them in science.
That's a really good point.
My book, Hidden History, I talked a lot about scientists who were just basically kicked out of the club because they didn't agree with the proper notion at the time.
They didn't please the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers in science are just as egotistical as the gatekeepers in any other profession.
Yeah, and you just said the right word. I think that egotistical. One of the clear things that reveal what a cult is generally speaking, they either begin or still have as a founder a very charismatic leader who is very egotistical. It's not at all uncommon to find narcissists who feel entitled or grandiose, and they are at the center not only of their own story but everyone else's. And you know, they usually lack any real empathy, and they display an unmistakable arrogance, and they're surprisingly normally in search of validation. But they might feel at least a small sense of shame when they do wrong, usually because it's because they got caught and it undermines their self-esteem. But how easy it is for a narcissist cult leader to go farther and actually become a psychopath. And the difference in terms of psychology between those two is that psychopaths normally don't feel any shame. And that's, most people don't realize it, but that's why psychopaths can all generally pass lie detector tests. They honestly feel they can do no wrong. They're doing the right thing. And the reason they feel that way is because they're the ones performing the deeds. And if they do something, it's obviously justified because they're the ones doing it. It's a terrible path to come down, and people listening may have been associated with this same kind of people on a much smaller scale. You know, the friends who say, "Oh, I'm only saying this for your own good," as if they're telling, or "You always act this way," or "If your integrity is questioned by means of passive aggressive domination," This is manipulation. And cult leaders do this instinctively. They are master manipulators and use their ability to their advantage. But what we don't usually fall into is it's just not a manipulator. A manipulator has someone has to have someone to manipulate. And there are a lot of people who don't want to be leaders. They're confused. They may feel like they're not sure what the answers are. And so they will say to the cult leader, make it easy for me.
Right.
Tell me what to do. Put it on a bumper sticker so it's easy to understand.
Right.
It's easier for me just to not worry about it. I'll do whatever you say. I'll follow along. And that's how cults are born.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it!
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.